Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, this is another episode of this godforsaken podcast. Drew, what's the name of it?
Emergency Intercom.
Oh, okay. Honestly, before we start, I just want to say something because I haven't said it to you this whole month. And this will technically be the last episode of the month. Happy Pride, Drew.
Kill yourself.
I was literally doing something nice. Like, I was
straight. I don't need none of that pride shit.
Okay.
Everybody with pride. Pride is a seven deadly sin. One of the seven deadly sins. Along with being gay. You're having pride for being gay.
You said pride is one of
it's
one of
literally true.
Is that actually what are the
it's like pride, lust, gluttony,
ego,
your mama's vagina, her cooter Bronson. It's deadly, that's for damn sure.
The clitoris hood. Hi, can I lift the hood of your clitoris?
Hi.
Can I take a peek under there?
Hi.
Also, I just want to clarify, we're doing a Zoom episode because I'm still in Paris because I'm walking. I'm walking this week for Fashion Week.
Yep.
So
<It's> famous.
Yeah. I can't say who I'm walking for, but
Jacques Mousse.
Oh. Yes, you were
the new Jacques Mousse Nike collection.
I at the top of my head was trying to like think of something that rhymed with like coochie, and I was gonna say
Jacques Moussey.
Let me see your Jacques Moussey. Can I see your Jacques
Gucci?
Moussey?
I'm walking for Gucci's coochie.
Coochie couture. I'm gonna start a coochie couture line.
Vajazzling.
Me and Drew haven't seen each other for so long.
It has been 2 weeks, and we have like refrained from talking to each other to give y'all the best experience possible with this podcast.
Also, because I don't like talking to Drew in my free time, if I'm gonna be honest. God. But that's just me being honest. Like
what?
That's
meanest thing I think anybody has like actually ever said to me.
Oh, you'd rather have a friend that's a liar. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
That you would rather just have a friend who's
I would rather have a friend who lied and talked shit behind my back than was mean to my face. Like 100%.
Would you actually?
Yeah, because if it's not to my face, then how is it going to hurt me? Like if they're fake and they're nice to me in person, but then they go behind my back and talk shit, like who cares? They're nice to me in person.
But what if it gets to you? Like, what if it's like you.
Everybody's a liar these days. I don't trust anybody.
That's actually every single high schooler when they had their first like fight with their friend. They're like, no, for real. I know. I would rather have a friend who talks shit because then I would simply cut them off, like to my face. Because then I would just like, I'm not your friend anymore. Like, we're done.
We need to bring back telling people to kill themselves. Oh.
I don't know if that's something to like bring back. Like I think we're going through the reform of like stopping bullying.
They brought back Y2K, they brought back indie sleaze. It's time to bring back telling people to kill themselves. Look, like I don't mean for people to like actually go and off themselves.
Yeah.
It's like saying like fuck you.
Yeah, it's I like saying it. It's like comical to say it. Like, I'm just saying it as a joke, and if you fucking
take it seriously,
you
should just kill yourself. I'm reclaiming the word.
I'm just like, were you gonna fucking say something?
Don't fucking talk over me. me being the one that talks over you.
No, we talk over each other so much, but I don't know, did we mention this in an episode? There was like this podcast, or there was this TikTok that somebody had. Are you feeling yourself? Were you taking a selfie? You actually have a really nice side profile,
actually.
Like, it looks really good. I'm not gonna do it because actually, like, every time I see my side profile when we have to rewatch, are you swallowing your chin right now?
What is it called? I'm glucking. It's where you like suck your tongue up.
No, it's mewing.
Yes.
Glucking.
Gawk. Why is it called gawk 3000? Why did we agree on that? Gawk.
Because it's like the sound like someone makes when like they're giving head.
Gawk.
Well, no, it's like
I'm giving that gawk 3000.
Have you never like heard like?
Have you heard of LGBTQ plus community? No, I haven't. I'm not a part of the LGBTQ community.
I just laughed so hard. I leaked a little. I'm not going to lie, y'all. I just leaked.
Show the camera.
Since I'm traveling, I don't have my Diva cup. And what did you say?
I literally didn't say anything. I didn't say show the camera of your little stain.
That is so gross. But since I'm traveling and I don't have my Diva cup, I have to use tampons. And I actually think tampons are the worst thing ever. Like,
I'd have to disagree with you.
And what's your take? Like, what do you like about tampons, Drew?
Like, it has to feel good going in.
You think there's sexual pleasure in inserting a tampon? Oh, wait, have you ever put? Is it because you put a tampon in your butt so you know it's pleasurable?
Yeah, don't look at me.
Why, Drew? Show yourself. You're so beautiful, even without makeup. You're so beautiful.
A big fucking head.
No, me too. I'm not kidding. I'm like, so I also think I'm like making myself bald a little from like pulling my hair back all the time.
Me fucking too.
Us balding.
Literally, it's getting JoJo Siwa.
Us bald. Stop.
I didn't even say anything.
You're going to fucking hell. And with that being said, it
looks like I have a beauty filter on. Do we have the beauty filter on?
I think you definitely probably have your Zoom setting to have like a little bit of blur.
Wait, how do you change that?
It's in preferences. Oh, you're on a PC, so I don't know how to do that on your computer. Do you have anything you would like to? I have something. I was gonna ask you if you have anything you want to share, but I have something to fucking say.
Run it.
The ban of e-cigs, how does that make you feel? Like, how are you feeling about that?
The what?
The ban on, like, Juuls and, like, e-cigarettes.
Oh, it's just Juul.
Is it actually just Juul?
It's just Juul. I don't give a fuck. I did have the idea immediately to buy a bunch of Juul pods, like, a lot, like, invest like, 10 grand into them, and then flip them and make 20 grand. Like, if you were really about your shit and you wanted to make some money, buy all the Juul pods from your local gas station and go to the next seventh grade recess and sell them over the
seventh grade
to the seventh graders.
You know
I was
what?
Smoking
I think
cigarettes
I'm gonna,
in fifth grade.
I think I'm gonna buy an excess of Juul pods, and like, you know how they only have like the tobacco Juul pods now. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna like get them and refill them with just like mint
eucalyptus
vape juice and re with eucalyptus and jasmine and essential oils, and then add like a strong mint flavor. Oh, okay. And then recolor the caps like from brown to that like teal color. Mm-hmm. And sell them like triple the price as mint pods and literally solve our nicotine crisis.
That's actually really interesting, and I like love that. The nicotine crisis of 2022. Like, it's literally happening. There's a shortage. Big shortage coming. Wait, there was fucking something I was gonna goddamn say, bitch, damn. One time in high school, it was like when I was still like experimenting with weed and trying to see if I would have a panic attack every single time. And me and my buddies heard of this guy who apparently sold weed Juul pods. And this was when like Juuls were like at their peak, where you could buy like all of the flavors of Juul pods or whatever. And this guy apparently made Juul pods that had weed oil in them. So we drove literally 2.5 hours to a Hypebeast like Supreme like esque store at peak traffic from Granbury to Dallas. It was literally the worst drive I've ever made to Dallas in my life. And we get there, and it's at this Supreme like Hypebeast store. We buy the weed Juul pods, and we all hit it on the way home, and it's literally just like weed flavored oil. Like, there's no THC in it. It doesn't get any of us high. It just tastes like weed. And we freaked the fuck out because we paid $20 for this pod, and we were like all gonna split it between us. And we were all really fucking pissed, and we drove all the way back to Granbury. And right when we entered Granbury, we like passed a police officer going like 5 over. He flashes lights at us, but he didn't pull us over. But having weed in Granbury is like a definite like jail sentence of like how many days. But yeah, we bought weed Juul pods, and it was a scam, and I got scammed.
That was probably the best thing that happened to you, though, because I bet if it was real fucking weed, it would have been like the scariest dab you've ever taken in your life, and you literally would have been rewired.
I would have died, yeah.
I also was going to be like, oh my God, wait, literally a Juul pod for like weed? That is such a good fucking idea, as if Stizzy doesn't exist.
Yeah, like as if it literally doesn't exist already.
I was like, someone has to make that. I went through a phase where I was like really obsessed with, I don't know if you remember that, when we first moved to LA, I was really obsessed with, there was like, it's like an unmarked brand. Like, I don't know the brands, but it's those cookies. Like gold weed. It's like literally one of those, like it's from one of those spots, but it's like the gold, like the weed gold pen. Leaf. Yeah. And do you remember how obsessed with that like fucking pen I was? I wanted it so bad. Like literally, like I was itching for it, and nobody, like I didn't know anybody who was 21 who could get it for me. And yeah. I didn't have a fake because like, I'm not a piece of shit. And I like actually like follow the rules.
Girl,
and I'm, like,
they gonna put go fentanyl to heaven. In that. And that's why you were so addicted.
Like, no, I literally was. I just like the taste of it. I just like the taste of the oil burning. Like, I don't think like I enjoyed like the high as much as it was like, it's literally like probably what most people have with their like puff bars. It was just like the oral fixation.
Mm-hmm. I have oral fixations on penises. I think I had a stroke.
I'm sorry. What? Are you going to like glaze over what you... I literally started the episode by saying happy pride to you, and then you just said what you just said.
That I think I had a stroke? Because his eye is like drooping. Do you notice it?
No, your face looks like perfectly fine.
Or wait, maybe it's this eye.
You just said you had an oral fixation on penises.
Girl, don't put fucking weird shit into my mouth.
Bitch, you're the one putting weird shit in your mouth. Why the fuck are you putting wieners in your mouth if you're straight?
I mean, straight people can suck wieners. Like, that's not weird.
Is that what they say to you?
It's not weird.
That's what they tell you. Who's telling you that? Oh, true.
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you have to say to me?
That I want to try heroin. I'm serious.
So I'm gone for 2 weeks, and you see, this is proof that you need me. Like, you actually need me.
He needs me. Now you want to do heroin. He needs me. He needs me. I got everything he needs. Yeah, no, I spiraled for sure. I was like, I can handle it. I can do it once.
But no. Wait, you spiraled? Like you did do heroin?
No, or? No. I'm saying I spiraled and like it's a thought that entered my brain, unironically.
Like doing heroin? I just don't know that I have any interest in that. Like, I don't know even what that would do. I did have make a comment to Ryan. I was like, you know what's so fucked up? Because if y'all don't know, I've been galloping around Europe. Like, my life is a dream. Oh my God,
you've already said that.
Sorry. Did I mention that I've been on the other side of the world? Like, literally, like, I've been around the world.
Like, been around the world. Don't speak the language.
That
song is literally you. Like, if we actually want to talk about it, that song is actually you.
I have something to say about language. Like, actually, I'm not kidding. That shit is fucking scary. Like, that is so fucking weird. Like,
you're telling me we made language out of this?
No, literally.
You're telling me people can understand
open their eyes? Yeah, and they were like, we gotta do something with this.
Let's figure this out.
Literally.
Wait, oh my God, wait. How did we do that?
I don't know. Like, I literally don't know.
Would you say humans discovering language is like the equivalent to like how, or as equivalent to like humanity as us discovering the internet was?
I feel like
they're on the same level.
No, I think language is even crazier.
I think language is crazier, but I think they're like getting to the same level. I think like the internet is going to propel us into the future the same way language did.
I mean, yeah, because also like with the internet, language is like ever expanding. Like literally it's changing the way we speak so fucking rapidly. Also,
I mean, look at us. I don't think we've said a coherent thing this entire episode so far.
I don't think we've stayed on track for a single thing we've said. Like yeah, the whole episode. True. Oh, because when you were mentioning heroin, I was going to say, I was going to say to Orion, like I said to Orion, because I like have been just getting high and laying in the fucking sun, which honestly is like the best thing ever. Like I literally, I will say,
Paris.
Yeah, for me, I was smoking Zaza.
You were smoking Zaza in Paris.
Yeah.
Huh.
I went on Zaza.com.
Zazadelivered.com.
But I said to Ryan, I was like, you know, isn't it so crazy that like when you do like meth, you're still considered being high? Like I'm high right now and someone who's on meth is high right now. Like, does that make sense? Like, to me, like there needs to be a different word for like the two.
Oh,
like, because like, how can I be like high off an edible and be like hee hee ha ha, and then someone's like high on
walls,
like heroin
the
and about
under my skin, yeah, the bugs like, under my skin. Well, that's how I guess, on weed edibles.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I guess some people
the
do
bugs
like
literally
have...
get under my skin.
They get under your skin and rewire your DNA.
Like actually. Like,
but literally, back to language, that shit fucking scares me. Like, I'm sorry, like it literally scares me. I don't like that.
You're making
like,
me
why
too self aware.
Like literally, like what we're doing. Why can't we do this? And why are there so many people who can't understand what we're doing right now?
I know. It's like this is America. Speak English.
Okay. Wait. Pause.
Yeah, you agree with me, right?
I don't think I do.
And you can't be saying shit like that.
Oh.
Did the light just go out?
Yeah, I forgot.
You're living
to
in the
bill.
Cave. You're literally living. You're like being held hostage right now.
I forgot to pay the bills. Sorry.
This looks like a green screen. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's been fucking scaring me. Like, I thought we went to Portugal and I was like, okay, like I can speak Spanish. Like I'll be able to like,
it was like, where was my invite? It's giving, where the fuck was my invite?
Well, we said you could come if you gave us head and you just refused. So
yeah, no.
Why not? Like literally, why not? For the trip of a lifetime, why not?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I literally was so jealous, but I was like, I cannot spend this money. I cannot do it. Even though I literally could have, I just was like, no, no.
Yes. So for context, I was Orion's plus one. She was my sugar mama. And she had business in Europe. So she invited me along and I went with her, but it was so last minute that it was so expensive. And it kind of just didn't make sense for like Drew to do it.
Yeah. I wanted to go, but it was just, yeah, too expensive for the amount of time I was going to be there. But then it ended up being a long time. But like it all worked out in the end because I got to like surprise my mom and be with my dad for Father's Day, which was like really cute.
That video of you surprising your mom actually made me cry. I've been crying at so much parent content.
Really?
Like there's this one fucking TikTok. Maybe I'll put it up, but it hits too close to home, so I probably won't put it up. But there's this one TikTok, and like it's a father daughter TikTok, and it is so sweet. It makes me cry. I was showing a friend the other day, and I was airplaying it, and I like was just sobbing, and my friends were laughing at me because they were like, "Damn, that one really hit home." And I was like, "Actually, leave me the fuck alone, because I'm gonna smack the fuck out of all of you." But yeah, language scares the fuck out of me. Like, I literally can't believe people just like being in a different like country and someone speaking a fully different language to you, and just like being in a room of a bunch of people who have this one like interconnecting thing about them.
I need to trim my
and
mustache.
Being like being the odd one out is such an insane feeling. And yeah, that which I'm sure someone's gonna be like, who fucking cares? But no, you don't understand. It's so fucking insane. And I think I never like
look
really
gorgeous
it.
Right now.
I told you that, bitch.
I'm like glowing.
What did you just send me?
Oh,
why did you just send a TikTok?
Because I want to play that TikTok. That one made me so happy. I'm not kidding. It made me so happy. I thought it was so cute.
On the block list. That's if that pussy trash on polo.
It is cute.
I love old people, but it also the old people make me cry, which is like really fucked up of me to do because we need to stop treating old people like they are useless and they can't fend for themselves. But like, it makes me so sad. I think it makes me sad because of my own my own dealings with aging. Like I don't want to age and I don't want to be old. I don't want to do it, and I know it's just gonna happen. But I'll probably live till I'm like 150 or something, because like we're learning how to basically become immortal, and no one wants to have the conversation. But we're literally like learning how to like edit the genome and shit. But
I was gonna say the complete opposite. Like, I was gonna say this topic for the next episode, but one of the things I wrote down was like, can we stop talking about microplastics, because they can't be that bad for you. But then within writing that down, I was like, wait, they probably are so fucking bad, and it's gonna start like, we're gonna see like the age rate like go back to being like you die by the time you're 13 and you have to get married when you're like fucking five, because all the microplastics within our like ecosystem and body is failing us. But I'm not kidding. Like, I'm sorry. And I know some of you bitches are going to be mad and take it like to heart and be like, no, microplastics are actually bad. Like, we just found them in the fucking snow. But like, are they that bad? Because my skin cleared up in the past 4 years. So explain that to me. Explain that to me. My hair is slaying and like healthier than it's ever been. Yep. My skin looks good.
Wait. I actually haven't told you this yet. And I was going to wait to do it live on the podcast, but I literally was actually so scared. and having like a full-blown like panic attack yesterday about it. But as you know, I got, yes, hide the label. I wonder what drink that is.
Oh, that's shit and cock balls.
No, but I sent a photo to Here Comes Corella of me getting an STD test. I got an STD test last Thursday, and I wasn't able to find out the results until yesterday. And I was going to save them to read them live on the podcast, but I was literally like shaking in my boots because I was like, why did it? They sent them a day late, and I was like, oh, literally, I have every STD under the sun. Like, I'm done. Like, literally, I'm going to hell. I'm going to die soon. But you'd be happy to know that I'm clean.
Congrats. Everybody go get your test.
No,
your test.
Unironically, get tested. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, get tested. It's so easy. It's so cheap. It's probably free even. And, like, you're doing the world a service. Like, just go get tested. Or you're a psycho and you're gross and ugly. If you don't.
Damn.
I don't give a fuck.
I was literally so scared. I was like, you're about to do that shit live. Like, you're literally gonna, there is like a 50-50 chance you kill the vibe right now. Like,
you think I'm gross?
No, I don't think that's gross. I think, like, you never know. Like, someone like me, I'm like pure and I'm like clean and I'm not like a fucking dirty slut like you. So, like, but I could still, like, who knows? Like, maybe I slipped up a little somewhere along the way.
Yep. That's what I thought. I was like, maybe I slipped up somewhere along the way. Nope, I'm clean. And I'm celibate now.
When you said that, the saturation on your camera went so low. Are you playing with it?
What?
Are you playing with the lighting? Yeah, you are.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, because I can see the focus in your eyes. But, like, that was so good. Because when it went desaturated, you said you're celibate.
Oh, my God.
My God. No, but I literally am celibate. I don't care. I'm not having sex until marriage. Just fine.
Do you mind if I ask how long it's been?
You're a fucking slut. You're a goddamn slut.
Well, this is the last time.
I will never be fucking celibate. I literally love having sex. Texas. I'm actually like, so bitch, like what, last week?
Yes. I need to fucking shave my goddamn ugly ass fucking disgusting mustache off my goddamn face.
Oh, I have little scissors in the bathroom that I use for my fucking pubes if you want to use it.
Oh, I'm gonna smell them later. Do you look at yourself or do you look at me when you're talking?
I do a mix of both.
Yeah, I
dabble.
You can make a compilation of me just staring at myself. I'm staring at myself right now. I'm looking at Inya, myself, Inya, myself, Inya.
Oh, also, Kai isn't here because he did pass away last week. So
it was so sad. The show must go on.
Kai, do you want to chime in for a little hello so they don't think you're dead? Oh my God, he's actually dead.
I can't because I died.
Oh my God.
Oh, sorry. My God.
The ghost of Kai.
I'm doing this on the toilet, so I just, like, wanted to make sure it wasn't unmuted when I was, like, shitting.
Drew, you can't smell through the fucking screen.
I can smell it.
That you have weird, smell-o-vision?
Man. Yep. Okay, I just never need to be able to look at myself ever. It's, like, actually really drying. I need to tape this side of the screen or something, because, like, I'm going to put my wallet in front of me because it really is so hard to look at.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Jewish heaven.
Aw.
Bye, Kai.
Bye. Heaven is a place on earth with you.
Thank you.
I was talking to Inya.
Oh, okay.
Look, see?
Drew, your face is like symmetrical. You need to chill. Stop nitpicking yourself, bae. You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous and you have no idea how you look.
Thank you. You like my new Argyle vest?
That is not new.
I put it on because I was like, I can't wear just another white t-shirt. And I put it on and I was like, this may be the ugliest item of clothing that I own and the worst thing I've ever put together in my life.
I don't think it's ugly.
Huh?
I don't think it's ugly. But since we were talking about STDs, I don't know if you'll relate to this, but
I don't know if you'll relate to this, but I was talking to someone like last week, and we were just talking about like things you are paranoid about that. I don't remember how it started, but basically I was like, do you remember this? You'll understand. Do you remember how fucking scared everyone was to get pregnant? Like every teenager from like 2011 or like from like 2007 to like 2014.
It was
that's what I was saying. I was like, that had to have been like the consequence of like a show that was literally just following Teen Mom. So everybody was so scared of getting pregnant. And I don't know where this fear came from. And I'm sure most people can relate to it. Like, I was so convinced I was going to get pregnant from a fucking toilet seat. Like, I was so convinced. I was so convinced that from a public, like, if I missed my period when I was, like, a younger teen, I'd be like, oh my God, I bet I sat on a toilet that had fucking cum on it. Like, oh, I was like, I literally was like, oh my God, I literally sat on, like, a toilet and, like, I got pregnant. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand how the science of that would work, but I wish I was joking. I was like so convinced. And also I was like always really convinced that I would like contract some kind of like disease from sitting on a toilet. Oh, what was that?
Oh my God.
That hurt so fucking bad.
My PC glass just fell on my foot. Ew. Oh, you can see us.
Hey.
This just fell on my fucking ankle and I think it's bleeding.
We can only hope for so much, you know?
We can only hope you kill yourself tonight. Yep. Hello. Hello. It's the Drew podcast
This is the ghost of Enya. Do you feel guilt now that it's happened?
The ghost of Kiev.
You should watch what?
I don't know. I just say shit. I had a moment yesterday because I was hanging out. Like, I wasn't hanging out with someone new, but, like, it was, like, kind of, like, it's, like, a new relationship developing. And I realized that I actually need to learn how to not speak everything that comes to my brain. And it was, like, the first time in my life that I, like, was, like, oh, like, I actually, like, say everything that comes to my brain and I don't think of the consequences until after. And I like, yeah, it just happened and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry that I said that. Like, it was just
can
like,
can you repeat what you said or?
No, I literally was just like, it was just a new person in my life. And I was like, can I hit your puff bar? I was like, can I hit your puff bar? Like mid conversation. And I was like, and they looked at me, they were like, huh? Like, what? And I was like, oh, sorry, I don't have to if you don't want me to. And he's like, okay. And I was like, I'm sorry, I just say everything that comes to my brain. Yeah, it was really, really uncomfortable for me.
Well, after hanging out with Orion for so long, I heard her. I'm gonna do that too because my headphones have that too. So how about that?
Oh, I have those and I have these.
These.
These are giving like clear craze, Y2K, like.
Oh, I saw somebody who was 14 on TikTok post about 2012.
Like indie sleaze.
Like no, no, Domo was in there. Like it wasn't 2012. It might have been like 2009 or something.
Oh my God, we're becoming millennials in front of.
I know, and we're having to watch it happen at like a rapid rate because there's like, they're like too cognitive too fast. I don't like it. Me, slay like I wasn't dead. Cognitive at 14.
Slay is dead.
The word slay?
Yeah.
Not in my books.
It's I'm not literally dead in a my slay books, billion. But I saw the TikTok and I was like, this bitch is so right. I've never seen someone be so right in my life. But the tables are going to turn and the girls are going to be like, I never thought slay was cool. Like, slay was always annoying. I never said slay. Like, fuck slay. Like, every single time I heard someone say slay, I was like, what do you even fucking mean? It's coming soon. Watch. The tables will turn. And I want to get ahead of the... I'm going to beat the slay allegations. I never said it once.
Drew, there's like an extremely viral clip of you saying. I never said it.
Slaya's dead, and I've always agreed Slay sucked.
Well, you could say that, but I'm literally a Slay villain of fucking Slayville, and I don't give a fuck. You can't evict
You're
me.
A Slay villain.
I am Slay a Slay villain.
Hello! Hi! Hi!
You don't have to yell, you know. I think I'm going to get a haircut.
Yeah, look at that. I think I was like, I'm going to grow my hair out and then donate my hair, but we're almost there, but I don't want to cut my hair really short. So I'm sorry, you're not getting my hair. I don't care. It's true. It's true. I'm so waiting till August. I'm cutting my hair.
I was
going to
wait till August, but I think I'm going to get a haircut right now. Like right now, literally right now. I'm not kidding.
I hate myself. Don't look at me.
Dude, every time we do a Zoom call, you just look at yourself way too much and you start freaking out.
I know. I look at myself and I realize that I'm like real. It's like fucked up. I'm like, I shouldn't know that I'm alive. I should just exist in robot mode. Wait, it's crazy. This profile? Isn't that kind of crazy?
You look the same.
No, I feel like this one is ugly.
You are like actually a crazy person.
The sun is in my fucking room. I like shrunk it down to be really small and I put it in my room.
And it's too bright now. It's like too bright and hot.
Yeah, there we go.
Stop looking at yourself.
Babe, just focus on me. Babe, no, stop. Like, just focus on me. You don't have to fight that stranger.
Hey.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, the girls whose, like, boyfriends get way too fucking mad at Publican. They're like, babe, look at me. Look at me. I'm the only one here.
Look at me, babe. Look at me.
Do you have any more topics you would like to
bring to the table? I literally have 100 million. Like, it's actually crazy. Okay, let me erase the STD test topic so I don't have to talk about it.
I will say these, like, the AirPod Max Pros, I don't know about you, Drew, but it feels like they give me fucking, like, bed sores. Does that make sense?
Not bed sores, but they make my, they, like, push my face forward. I don't know if you know what I mean. Like, they make me, like.
Do you see how red my ear is from wearing them?
Why don't you put your ear over it and not on the thing? It's supposed to be like over your ear, not like resting.
No, it is, but like it slides back because I'm just so like petite and sexy and like
you have a skinny face. Delete it, fat.
Remember,
cut it, fat. Remember
Demi Lovato's performance when they just like have all their mean comments up on the screen and it's them like. You know what I mean? It's like whatever. Like
one
what
of
did I
the
say?
Greatest moments in human history. Yeah.
Like the music awards just don't give that anymore.
They
like,
don't. It's embarrassing. Like I think they were the last ones to do it. Like right. Like an all out performance like that. I haven't seen. Like maybe Doja Cat, maybe Lil Nas X, but like no one's doing it like that anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah, Doja Cat shows up and eats, but that's like. There's no question about it. But like everybody else, like for music awards and shit, people feel like they're literally just like clocking in a slot car. Like they're literally like clocking in, clocking out. They're like, oh, I have to go do this thing tomorrow. Like I really don't want to.
Like, no, this is
gonna go do it.
This is important. I don't think y'all understand how important.
I don't think you understand. Your career is on the fucking line right now.
Like, do you remember Beyonce Coachella, Beychella?
I was so mad I wasn't there. Like, when people bring it up and they're like, oh, I was there, it genuinely, like, I get, like,
I'm
a seething envy in my stomach.
Yeah.
My...
I don't care.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care. I wish you got fucking killed that night. Yeah. If you were at Beychella, I wasn't there. And you know what? I wish we could go back in time and you got stabbed that night. How about that?
God,
I wish when you were walking home because the Uber was $450 to get home.
I hate
you
to
got
say
stabbed.
It, but I agree. I hate to say it, but I agree.
Fuck, what was I gonna say? I feel
you're
like I've mentioned
say
this
that
before.
You're ugly. Keep going. Public pools are fucking disgusting. That's the topic I was gonna bring up.
Public pools, yeah, they are pretty gross. I've always, when I was a kid, I always piss in them bitches.
Yeah, no, I still piss in them bitches. I don't give a fuck. Like,
I still piss in pools, but like, I haven't been in a public pool, like just a random, like, I haven't been in like a water park. But let me tell you this: if I went to a water park right now, I'd be pissing
in that water. You know, I was watching some a YouTube video, maybe it was a TikTok. I don't fucking know. I don't care anymore. Then like talking about like how you're not supposed to smell the chlorine, and if you smell the chlorine at like a public pool or like a hurricane harbor or a water park, that water is disgusting and you should probably stay out of it. But like, I think it is so funny how that is such a human experience. I think like our bodies were wired like when we touch water to immediately evacuate our bowels, because I have to shit too. I don't shit in the water, but if it were up to me, I would shit in the water.
I literally, like, I would too. If I could, I would. I just want to know, like, that. It, because, like, I'm trying to think of how to say this.
Like, would a little water go back in?
Mm.
Like, would a little water get sucked up once the poop is out? Like, would it be, like, a bit of, like, a vacuum situation? Like,
I don't know. That's actually
curious. You give and you get, you know? In this world, you give and you get.
A little, get a lot of back.
Oh, I was actually talking to Orion about it, because you know the Rihanna dipping the mango or whatever she did? Dipping mango in the sea and, like, eating it? Orion was like, that's, like, did you see, like, the other people doing it at, like, random beaches? Like, I literally would never do that. And I was like, yeah, I would not do that at, like, Santa Monica fucking beach or even, like, Malibu, like, no, I would probably do it in Malibu. I don't fucking care. But I wouldn't do it at, like, Santa Monica, because that water literally smells like fucking poop, poop, pee, pee, caca. Like, it smells like fucking nasty.
Literally once a year, the bioluminescent bugs literally invade that beach. I'm not drinking that beach water.
But then she was like, no, I mean, in general, I'd, like, find that gross. Like, I wouldn't do it. And then I was like, what? Like, I literally would. Like, it's just, like,
it's the ocean. And then she was like, no, that's the thing, though. It's, like, there's so much shit in that water. Like, everyone's peeing in it still. Like, there's, like, animals in it. Like, there's animals shitting in it. It's gross. But, like, I literally, like, to me, the ocean is clean. Like, I could literally piss in one spot and I'd fucking do a handstand and drink all the water still.
I actually think it is clean. Literally, when I was a kid, I would piss in the hot tub and then dive underwater immediately and get a mouthful of water and, like, spray it everywhere. Like, I was drinking my own piss as a child. No, I think, like, actually, the ocean is so big that, like, if you break it down and you took a sample of it, like, the parts per million of, like, fecal matter and, like, animal waste and, like, garbage juice and shit, the parts per million would, like, theoretically be non-existent. Like, it would probably be, like, 0.000001. Like, it would basically be holistic medicine at that point.
Yeah, I'm like, it cleans itself. It's, like, one big Brita filter. Like, I don't care.
You're right. Like, you're actually right.
Also, I eat fucking shrimp doo-doo. You think I give a fuck about some piss? Like, yeah, literally, I don't...
The meat that I eat rots in my stomach. Like, I don't...
Yeah, literally, it's not gonna make a difference to me. Like, I don't close the lid to the toilet when I flush. Like, I've been brushing my teeth with fucking fecal matter every day. Like, it's not changing my life. I literally feel fine. Microplastic, shit, piss, like, everything goes in me, and I'm slaying. So, explain that, scientists.
Explain that, atheists.
But yeah, I would fucking dip in the ocean and eat it. But like, there are certain, I'm like, all right, like, if the beach fucking stinks, don't do it. Like, I'm
dipping it into the lake water and eating
it. Oh, that was
the bayou.
I think we were talking about that too, but I can't remember what it was. But yeah,
I'm gonna go to Lake Granbury, where like 18 people have drowned, and dip it in there and eat it.
It's gonna be salty.
The beach of Lake Granbury. I was back in Texas. Oh no. I want to talk about the German formula Nivea cream.
The one we have?
Yes, the blue tin.
Oh, have you been using it?
I love it so much that when I went to Texas, I bought my own. Like, it actually changed skincare for me. I literally think it's like one of the best things I've ever discovered. like
you actually, do look very beautiful. You look soft.
Like I actually think it like changed my complexion, like genuinely. Like it is like the best thing ever. It's literally just La Mer without the sea algae, but then I substitute the sea algae with sea moss gel. But the sea moss gel I bought yesterday literally rot, like it had mold on top already, so I need to take it back.
I bet it would be so good for you though. More probiotics. More
protein, probiotic.
Well, a girl like me, I use La Mer, and there's literally no doubt about it. Like,
bought La Mer once.
And it was on sale. So now I have to wait. I have to wait another year. I'm running out and I'm like, fuck. But I did make really? It last for yeah. But I mean I literally
like
I don't know nothing. If you really looked. I got like I think it's a 1 ounce thing that I got.
It's really and, tiny.
From being in the sun so much, all of right here, my eczema like popped up, like was really breaking out right here. Your
eczema popped off.
Yeah, it snapped. She was snapping on me. So I was really dry and flaky, and I was like walking around, like literally peeling my skin off because it like felt so good to do. And then I would catch myself because I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally walking around like I'm sitting in a public restaurant right now like this. And like,
literally, you were actually on meth in Portugal. You were high, but not on weed on meth.
I'm itching.
You're literally itching the bugs under your skin. Does my audio sound good or am I too far from the mic? Because I am far from the mic.
You sound good to me. You are. Okay. Never mind. Where are you? Why are you off screen? What were you doing?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, also maybe if I'd known. What?
Huh?
I was gonna say maybe by next episode, but that's not gonna happen. I know I gave you all the update that I got health insurance, but I'm gonna go see a psychiatrist. So we're gonna get to the bottom of this. We're gonna find out what the fuck's wrong with me.
You're gonna start taking medicine and the podcast is gonna fail tremendously.
It's yeah, I'm gonna be way less interesting.
I think you shouldn't go to the psychiatrist and we should live in agony together forever.
No, it would feel good to know what was wrong with me. It would feel good to know why I don't think doors are locked, why I think getting on the bed after being out all day is actually the worst thing I can do for myself, and why I have to wash my hands 10 times after I use the bathroom.
You don't need to know.
I'm literally so annoying. I'm like, I felt so bad for Orion because literally every time we'd go to bed together, I'd be like,
are you gonna shit off? Oh yeah, literally. Wait,
I can take a shower. So
funny. Inya and Orion called me, and the girls were fighting. The girls literally called me fighting. Like they were like, they basically called me to mediate the call. But I, for the first time in my life, was like, I love this drama. I love the drama. It was awesome. We don't have to get into it, but it was hilarious. I was dying laughing the entire time. I was literally just saying, the girls are fighting. Because they were just getting agitated with each other.
But also to clarify, we got off the phone and both of us were like, wait, are you feeling some type of way about me? And she was like, no. And I was like, literally no. And then we were like, oh, okay. Because of that phone call, it actually did make us feel, we were like, are we fighting? And then we were like, no, we're literally not. And then we got high. And then she told me about how Sharon Tate was killed. And then I actually was convinced I was going to be killed like Sharon Tate for like the next 3 days.
I made y'all so paranoid. But like,
no, Drew, literally.
The tensions were raised. The tensions were high. And it was like a purging of the emotion.
You know what it is? People don't believe that I'm actually batshit crazy. Like, no. I'm not actually crazy, but I am like kind, like there is something wrong with me, but it's not like serious. Like you can't be friends with me, but it's like, if you're
it's
around
almost
me,
a fatal flaw. It's almost,
yeah. If you're around me for too long, you realize like there genuinely is something in my brain, which is why I would like to go see a psychiatrist. Cause there is like something, there is a screw loose in there. Yeah. When I shake my head, I do be hearing clanking sounds.
I think, yeah, same. But like, that's what makes us so good for each other. It's how bad we are.
It was insane. That was my first time. Like, this was my first time being with Orion for this long. Like, we were together straight for like 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, every day for 2 weeks.
I don't want to hear about it. Okay. I don't want to hear about it.
well, we're really close and like we're like sisters.
I'm not
but
jealous.
It was insane like jealous. How easily we got along, because obviously the only other friend who I've spent that much time with is Drew, because we've like been for the most part together almost every single day of the year for like the past like 5 years, like but it was awesome to know that I am like that close with
Orion. Wait, did you hear that?
Yeah. You farted, right? You did it at the same time your fucking tongue came out too.
It's literally crazy how that's the first time that has happened. And we're leaving it in. I don't give a fuck.
But I realized me and Orion are like actually so fucking stupid. We have like caveman brain, and we thought our boobs were like the funniest thing. Like we literally, like the amount of times we would be in bathing suits, like at the beach or at the pool,
and y'all like get one naked of us... and play with each other's boobs and like take pictures of them and like pour water on them. And then you'd send those photos to me now. Send me pictures of your tits.
Ew.
The T word, but the T word, and the P word.
Your pussy is calling my name. Let me see your pussy. Can I see your pussy?
You're being a pussy.
But we would like be like playing in the fucking pool, like little ass kids, and one of us would have our back turned, and we'd be like, I'd be like, oh my god, Orion, wait, come look at this. And I'd be like, look at what's on my phone right now. And I'd just like have my nipple like poking out this way. Or like we kept jumping in the pool and be like, oh my god, wait, I'm gonna jump in the pool. I'd jump in and our tops would fall, and we'd get up and be like, ah, that was fun. No,
that actually is so funny. intentionally having a nip slip, but acting like you don't.
Dude, and then one night when we were walking around, we got into this cab and there was like this thing separating us. So the guy like literally could not fucking see us. So I like turned to Orion and I had this tube top on. And also I had nipple pasties on because my top before needed them. So like I turned to Orion and she was on the phone. I was like, wait, it was like dark in there. And I came around. I was like, wait, Orion, can you take a picture of me? And I was like this, and like I had just one boob out. I was like smiling. And she took like a flash photo of me. She's like, oh my god, girl, you look so fucking good. And then she was like, can you get one of me? And she did the same thing. And it like literally,
y'all
like
should send those to me.
Can.
No, but I actually unironically want to see those photos, because like I just cried.
Oh no, I like literally will like send you them, because they're literally so fucking funny. Like though, like it's literally just like one like boob with no nipple. Like it's so fucking funny. Wait, and I look so fucked up in the photo too. Like,
could girls get away with just wearing nipple pasties out?
Yeah, I mean,
like, is the nipple the part of the boob that's the line? Like, is that where the line is drawn?
Yeah, but I think, like, there's still, like, I think it just depends, like, size of boob, sadly. Like, with my fucking tits, like, I can't just, like, walk around with nipple pasties on, because bitches are going to be like, not your fucking big hunkaroos out, like.
Your hunkaroos. Literally need to free the nipple. The emergency intercom's next agenda is freeing the nipple.
We were at this like resort thing for Orion's work, and I jumped in the pool. No one was around. It was like at this villa where no one was around, but we were literally cracking up at ourselves, because we were like, what if somebody from this fucking company just walked out and like this is what we're doing? But we were doing that to each other, and we were literally dying. And wait, I'm gonna like show you this TikTok that Orion sent me, because this is literally what we were serving while like everyone was like getting ready for this like really nice dinner we were gonna go to. Me and Orion were just like, dude, it was so hot today, should we just go dip in the pool, because it's like it looks so good. And this was us.
I saw that. What does it say, like that one friend that like swims?
You have that one friend that be swimming for real.
Like, y'all are you and Orion do swim.
Like, no, that literally, no, that's literally me. Like, if I see a pool, one thing about me is I will be swimming. I will be taking a swim, and then the next day being like, why do my arms hurt?
Yeah, it's not like a cute little float, like doggy paddle. It's like swimming in mermaid shit for y'all. Oh my god. I saw the craziest fucking thing ever. But there is a Roblox game of emergency intercom. On Roblox, there is a game where you can, they remade our set in a, on Roblox.
We have to go.
We're visiting a mask.
We need, we're buying plane tickets. We need to go.
Oh no, it's a video game.
No, that's where we're spending our summer, Drew. Like, the girls are going to, everyone else is like staying in Europe, going around like a Europe tour. No, we have to get business class right now to the Roblox emergency intercom.
No, yeah, that literally just freaked me out. And I'll have to find the video. I think I archived it, but it literally greened me out. That greened me out. And then me being perceived at the Greer shows scared the fuck out of me. That there's a video of me. I literally got paparazzi.
I just got fucking shivered.
Did you? Did you see the video of me getting paparazzi at the Greer show?
Your Honor. Your Honor, I'm slaying.
No, but send it to me.
Yeah, we'll insert it right now. Yeah.
You love it. You literally love it like so much. It's so annoying.
I hate it. Like,
yeah, you need your guys. Drew needs his privacy. Like, seriously.
Privacy, y'all. Don't take pictures of me without me knowing. I don't get that shit. Like, I like everybody in, like, some people in the comments were like, really weird of you to take pictures of him without knowing. I literally love it so much. Like,
I don't, because you bitches be posting fucking ugly ass pictures of me. I don't give a fuck. If you got a picture with me at one point and I look fucking ugly, Facetune me, motherfucker. Like, don't do me dirty. Like, stop. No, stop posting ugly pictures of me. Like, I just can't stand that. Like, don't do that. Like, you think I'm so pretty, but you posted the ugly picture of me. Like, why did you do that?
I literally think I'm so sick.
That is women putting women down. I thought it was supposed to be women supporting women. Why are you not Facetuning me right now? It's freaking me out.
Did they delete it?
Oh, did they get bullied into deleting it?
Maybe. I'm scrolling through. I'll find it. Maybe.
Oh, I'm just so jet lagged from flying everywhere.
Oh my god.
I
want that Hoshia Frico.
This was gonna be a joke for another episode, but since we're just on the topic of like pictures of ourselves, literally my biggest pet peeve is like thinking about when I die. You know, when people are like, oh my god, like I miss this person, so they'll make a TikTok with pictures of that person. Let me find out y'all are using ugly fucking pictures of me. Let me find out you guys are doing these slideshow TikToks and it's my fucking worst photos. Like, if I didn't main feed the post, do not fucking post that shit when I'm dead. Like, girl, no, I'm, we need a mass sweeping of my photos.
I'm posting so many shitty pictures of you. It's gonna be awesome.
I don't need photos of me and like true happiness circulating when I'm dead, because I don't look pretty when I'm truly happy. I need like the photos of me like serving, like so nothing amazing. Like, I don't need screenshots from me like
you don't need candid happy photos. You need like,
okay, wait, I'll give y'all my like my truly happy, like, oh my god, she like she was doing what she loved, she died doing what she loved.
Aww.
That, okay, screenshot that. You can use that.
This is
and
mine.
because it's you look like you're in pain. Okay, let's take a peek.
How long have we been going for?
A long time.
Girl, let's cut this shit.
Not Josie serving sexy slay in this.
In what?
In that video.
That was my mom.
No, Josie walks in first. Yeah, he has khakis on, his hair is in a ponytail. Your mom is serving though. Don't fret. I do believe that. No, because this is gonna make him spiral, I have a feeling.
It did. I was like, wait, I walk so weird. I walk in slow motion in that video. But my mom was pissing me off. I love you so much, mom, but you were moving so slow. I was like, can we walk? Can we walk?
Okay, because she's strutting. Some of us care about our hips.
Did have heels on, and I felt bad, but it was a stressful night. But I
honestly, you should just push her. If my mom was still alive, I'd fucking push her.
You would push your mom. I literally got mobbed out front of that fucking show. I love it so much.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening to the episode.
Okay, hold on.
What's your media? Hey, baby, what's your media?
Oh, I forgot about media. Stargirl Interlude, of course.
Wow. But you're straight.
Yeah.
Star Girl.
Okay, my media of the week is See You Soon by Biba Doobie. Text Go Green by Drake. I just like that whole album kind of low key. The Whistle Song by Frankie Knuckles. And Last Christmas by Wham.
Minus Stargirl Interlude, Weekend, Lana Del Rey. I was on a crazy Lana Del kick. Not Miss Ray. And then I also listened to Sticky by Drake. I love that song.
It's so good.
I don't hate the Beyonce song, but I don't know if I fully love it. But I feel like it's a grower, not a shower. Like, I feel like that's just a grower song.
It's just like you.
It's just like me. I'm a grower. I'm not a shower. But I'd say that is my media, though. The new Beyonce song. I think she slayed fucking boots, but I am super, super biased. And yeah, that's just me. That's just me.
I heard the Whistle Song in public, and that's why it's on my rotation.
Is it the one I was whistling?
I heard it in public for the first time, and I was like, oh my God, this is like literally like I'm living my European fantasy right now. Like, not this being on right now. Like, why am I the only girl who knows? You know what was playing in the Lisbon airport?
Lesbian airport?
Yeah, because Pride Month, I got flown out to the lesbian airport because they needed more allies. So I pulled up. Aguas de March, de Marco.
Oh, really?
It was playing in the airport, and I was like, you bitches are really about your shit, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I don't know if this is Portuguese or Brazilian.
Let's be honest.
Like, I don't know.
Let's be honest. And then Visual Media Survivor Season 29. I'm a survivor girl. Like,
I'm a survivor. So I'm
not going to be. I am obsessed with Survivor right now. I think it's one of the best shows ever made. My lazy eye is lazy. Wait, okay. Hold on. Is it lazy?
No, you're serving sexy. You're serving sexy, looking up, trying to have sex with me. Well, I rewatched Mars Attack.
No, you didn't.
And it's really good.
And that's it. Well, thank you guys so much for watching this episode. You know, I just want to give a big thanks to my big tit and my loose magoose poos.
Yes, loose magoose puss, come in.
Okay.
Bye. Have fun. Hey, have fun. Live your life. The year anniversary of Emergency Intercom is coming up soon, and we might be dropping some merch, but who knows? Who knows? Who really knows? We're dropping merch.
Yeah, we are.
Bye. Bye. Oh.